Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1. Well, hello again, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America. This edition of the program is a birthday party. This is Russ Davis, your host, and I welcome you to a party in celebration of the 74th birthday of one of the greats of jazz history and one of the living legends, Armando Anthony Chick Corea. Yes, the man everybody simply calls Chick. Chick Corea turned 74 years old on the 12th of June, and we're going to celebrate on this edition of Jazz America. I've had a chance to speak with Chick Corea all over the world, catching up with him on the streets of Montreux, Switzerland, or at the North Sea Jazz Festival in Den Haag in the Netherlands, Los Angeles, California, or Austin, Texas, in the studio in New York City, backstage at various venues all around the world, and on stages for special presentations at jazz festivals, and in the case of some of the conversation you'll hear on this edition of Jazz America, at the Chamber Music America Convention. I had a wonderful conversation with him at that event in New York City, and as a matter of fact, in our first conversation, you'll find out where he got the name Chick. So get ready to hear that. But right now, let's get ready to hear some of his wonderful compositions. We're going to hear two live performances of two of his most famous songs. You'll hear Chick alongside the rest of the members of the Stan Getz Quartet, recorded live in 1972 at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, doing his famous song, Captain Marvel. But first, here's a song that's just been released, a live performance by the United States Air Force Band known as the Airmen of Note, as they performed a Chick Corea composition. And here is one of the Airmen of Note to introduce that song for us.
Chick has led some of the most influential jazz groups in history, including his seminal 1970s fusion band, Return to Forever. With a brand new arrangement by Airmen of Note trombonist Master Sergeant Jeff Martin, featuring solos by the arranger and Master Sergeant Steve Erickson on keyboard, here is Technical Sergeant Paige Martin singing Chick Corea's 500 Miles High.
Someday you look into her eyes, then there'll be no goodbye. Play.
recorded live at the 1972 Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. Stan Getz and his quartet at the time, Chick Corea on keyboards. He wrote that song, Captain Marvel, with bassist Stanley Clark and Tony Williams on the drums. When Stan Getz wanted to be part of the jazz fusion era and the new electric sound of jazz at that time in history, who was he going to hire but the very best he could get? Chick Corea and the rest of that band. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, we're celebrating the 74th birthday of the great Armando Anthony Chick Corea. And right now, let's go back just a few years to the Chamber Music America Convention in New York City and find out, in conversation with Chick Corea, who gave him that name we all know him by so well, Chick.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and this is about this gentleman, a real American treasure, a citizen of the world, Mr. Armando Anthony Chick Corea is right here with us today. I actually started radio back in the 20th century in 1971, but began jazz programming in 1978, and I first met and interviewed Chick about 1980 or 81, I think it was, and now I've chased him all over the world. I've spoken to you in Spain,
Everywhere. Switzerland. We've had a lot of fun.
We have Holland, Montreal, all over the USA, Atlanta, New York, etc. Mm-hmm. And each time we've spoken, it's been mostly about a specific project or one specific moment. Never have I had a chance in the dozen or so times we've spoken, for the record, to actually try to cover a large scope like this, which is bordering on 50 years of high-level art. I mean, you know, we have an hour. We'll do the best we can. First, I want to ask you all a question. How many of you here had the street you grew up on named after you? That would be you, my friend. And knowing the level of humility possessed of this gentleman here, that had to be a little shaky. I mean, how does it feel when you drive on Chick Corea Lane in Chelsea, Mass? You were born in a log cabin in Chelsea, Mass. That's
a
right.
Log cabin, right, yeah. I was born above a bar.
Oh, were you?
A bar. No, but you know, my memory of that particular thing is a strange one. It's of my Aunt Millie. And at when we had the celebration that day, my Aunt Millie was there. And she was, I guess, in her late 80s at that point, completely blind. And but she was the one who, when people ask me, where'd you get the name Chick? She was the one who did it, because I was told, because she was the one who, when I was in the crib, went with the cheek, chicky, 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 and it stuck. And so she was, you know, that was Aunt Millie. So after the whole ceremony was over and I got down off the, we were outdoors, and I got down and here, there's Aunt Millie, and we had a big hug, and while we were hugging, she said in my ear, she said, see, it works. Chick, chicky, chicky, it works.
You know, the energies are strong right here, because this was the second question I was going to ask you. Who first called you Chick?
Really? No kidding.
You know, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Well, bless Aunt Millie.
And bless Chick Corea for his wonderful compositions he showered upon us, those who love his music, over the years, including the song Senior Mouse. Here he is with his longtime friend and associate, Gary Burton, on the vibes in a duo situation with a version of Senior Mouse from the album Crystal Silence on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. just one of the many brilliant collaborations Chick Corea has enjoyed over the years. This one with Gary Burton. The Piano Vibes duo has been together for decades making great music, like what you just heard, Senor Mouse. More of our conversation with Chick Corea. As a matter of fact, I'm going to invite him to join me inside my own home studio office for a little conversation about a very touchy topic for a lot of folks. That's coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. Jazz America at voanews.com. And here's a recent message I've received, which reads as follows. Greetings from Kamalu, Kenya. I recently started paying attention to jazz music, and I must say, music doesn't get any better. I keep discovering styles and the different bands. Your show has gone a long way in helping with that, and I'd like to say a huge thank you. Someday, I'd like to be a jazz pianist. I heard about a compilation of brief introduction to jazz music that you'd made. I'd like to request a copy of that as I acquaint myself with this great genre. Love, Akira Paul. Well, Akira Paul, thank you so much for writing. Best of luck as you venture into the world of playing jazz piano, and you could do worse than listening to the great Chick Corea, who I'm going to play for you now. And by the way, I did put together a brief history of the 100-plus years of jazz, and if you'd like to have a copy of that, just send me an email, jazzamerica@voanews.com, and I'll be happy to send that to you as well. If you'd like to become acquainted with a brief history of jazz from its beginning to where it is today. Now, let's enjoy some of the music of Chick Corea, and you'll hear in conversation with him his love of classical music, specifically Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, who is his favorite classical composer. He said that to me a number of times. So there's a little classical overtone in some of the music of Chick Corea, as you'll hear right now. With Return to Forever, here's the title cut from the Grammy award-winning work, No Mystery. And we'll dedicate this to Akira Paul in Kenya. Thank you.
photograph of yesterday, and all its edges folded and the corners faded sepia brown, and yet it's all I have of our past love, a postcard to its ending. Brighter days, I can see such brighter days, when every song we sang is sung again, and now we know this time it's for good, and we're lovers once again.
December, the leaves of brown on the ground. In Spain, I did love and adore you. The nights filled with joy were our yesterdays, and tomorrow will bring you near me. I can bring all my desires and every reverie on back. I get a picture of all our yesterdays. Yesterday, I can say, I get a kick every time they fight. The rain in December, the leaves of brown on the ground. Our love was a Spanish fiesta. The bright lights and songs were our joy each day, and the nights were the heat of yearning. I can recall my desire, every reverie comes back, and I get a picture of all our yesterdays. Yesterday I can say, I get a kick every time I see. Of history, your eyes meet mine, and they dance to the melody, and we live again as if dreaming. The sound of our hearts beat like castanets, and forever we'll know their meaning. I can't break on my desire. Reverie on
get a ticker, and I'm here to say, dear Spain. Oh, yeah.
Al Jarreau from his album This Time, just one of the many vocalists who've taken the songs of Chick Corea and turned them into beautiful vocal presentations. That's his version of Chick Corea's classic composition, Spain. Now, I invite Chick Corea into my home studio office for a wonderful conversation. This occurred just a few years ago. And among the topics that we covered, sort of controversial topic, I suppose, in jazz. For years, there have been those who've simply wanted jazz to continue in its original form, to interpret the way that jazz was when it was born in a modern setting. Well, instead, many others have decided to advance jazz with an evolutionary process to update the music from time to time. So I asked Chick Corea this question. Chick, would you consider yourself a traditionalist or a modernist?
I think in art, in jazz, everything is okay. You got to start with that premise. It's just everything is okay. If a person wants to devote his life and become a musicologist and delve into a tradition or a particular composer's work or maybe a particular period or a particular technique or a particular instrument or specialize in something, fine. You know, okay, great. I'm sure he'll come with some tasty, wonderful stuff because that's his interest and that's his passion. If another wants to combine elements that he feels have never been combined before into an art form, and that's his passion, then beautiful things will come from that. And I think the first rule of art has to be recognized, because whether people agree with it or not, it just is. It's one of those things that just is, which is that all art is based on subjective tastes. And you cannot get someone to like something by particularly by doing any particular thing. I mean, you might encourage someone to like something by showing it to him in a very peaceful way. You know, say, hey, look at this, or what about this? Or you might explain it to him a little bit of education doesn't hurt. But essentially, that person has to choose his interest and taste, because it's the power of a choice that creates one's tastes. And you can't bang it over someone's head. You can't force it down someone's throat. And if someone likes a group's playing or some kind of music that totally is repulsive to you, hey, that's that guy's taste. So I think that's rule number one. That kind of covers whether an approach is valid or not, right? Everything is valid in art. The only thing that's not valid is in a humanitarian way. You know, we don't want to hurt each other or harm each other in some kind of way. You can't call art something that's harmful to someone. Mm. You know, but if it's just demonstrating and showing and entertaining and whatever, everything is okay.
Well, here's a great example of the tradition and the modern approach coming together in the very same song. Here's Jimmy Heath's composition, CTA, interpretation by Chick Corea and one of his electric bands from the album Paint the World on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Jimmy Heath's classic CTA, electrified by Chick Corea's Electric Band. Celebrating the 74th birthday of Chick Corea on this edition of Jazz America, and here's another of the greats of jazz history. He would have been 110 years old on the 13th of June. Here's the legendary trumpeter Doc Cheatham. Cheatham, recorded just 5 years before his passing at the age of 91, Wolverine Blues, the Jelly Roll Morton classic. More Chick Corea coming up next hour. Stay tuned.